broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use. No doubt continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. The good sheriff hasn't been with us in a long time. He's been traveling, and all kinds of things have been going on. Training police officers and sheriffs and public officials all across the country. He's been on the road a lot. It's been a little bit crazy. And since we launched the TV show, the Sheriff Mac Show on Brighty on TV, I've been with a good sheriff on Tuesdays for his show. We've been simulcasting it on Liberty Roundtable Live, but he hasn't just been a co-host on the radio for quite some time. But welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Sam. It's great to be back home with you.
You are very welcome. We're delighted to have you back, my friend, and there's so much to cover, so little time. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints had a big event called their General Conference, a semi-annual event, and I mentioned several things relating to it. So did Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, last hour. Do you have any comments on that before we move along?
I wasn't able to see, but about what my wife has recorded it, and so I've got to go back and watch some, but I saw some yesterday, and I saw the announcements about the new temples, which is always exciting, but I didn't see anything else that was letter or memo that they wrote to all the membership about their suggestion that everybody should get vaccinated. Was there something about that?
Nah, they didn't mention much about it, except for the church clearly stands in the camp of, hey, getting vaccinated is a good thing. I disagree with that view, an opinion to which I'm entitled. But they did talk about temples offer a firm foundation for the faithful. The importance of temple worship, make time for the Lord. They did focus on following the teachings of Jesus Christ. Russell M. Nelson, the prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, made this point, which I think is very interesting. To follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, there's never been a time in the history of the world when the knowledge of our Savior is more personally relevant to every human soul. I find that fascinating. Several speakers warned us to avoid contention, and that really just a feast was had about the two great commandments, love the Lord thy God and love thy neighbor, etc. Anyway, I just thought I'd give you a chance if you had something to mention about that.
Well, I don't know if I've said it on your show before, but I'll say it again. I totally disagree with what the church put out about the COVID vaccination, and I also, or the mask, and I totally assail the church for shutting down or for having suggested or required that members wear masks to church. And it really bothers me to go to church and see that the leadership on the stand is always wearing a mask. And I think that that's wrong. I think wearing a mask and the government's mandates to wear masks is evil. And so I have a real problem with what the church has done.
Understood. At the start of every session, they basically mentioned that, hey, all the different people that are there have been, vaccinated and everything is safe. There's social distancing and many had masks on, et cetera.
The vaccination has not proven to be safe and effective, just as the church stated, and they're spewing out more government propaganda. And that really, really bothers me.
Understood. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to give all sides to the story. The reason we focus so much on the general conferences of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints when they come out is because a lot of people across the country, this is a nationally syndicated radio show, a lot of people that are not members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints around the world who listen to this program, they kind of want to know. They kind of want to ask questions about what happened, what's going on, what the status is. And so we report on that, as well as other large denominational religions. If they have events, too, that we can get information on, we report on all that because it's important what not only government leaders are saying around the world, but church leaders as well, religious leaders of all faiths. And since we know the most about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I am a member of that church in good standing, and all I'm telling you is we're reporting on this. And I agree, you know, we can disagree with things that the church is doing and openly do so, and we can disagree agreeably, right? And we can have our own opinions to which we're entitled. I think that's important to understand, Sheriff.
Yeah, I'm not being too agreeable about it, but yes, I understand that, and I do appreciate that.
Yeah, you're not being you're being agreeable in that you're not hostile, though, and that's kind of what we're getting across.
No,
is that
I'm
this
not.
Contention's out of control, right?
Yeah, it is, and I think that proclamation was a huge part of it, or the maybe not proclamation. I don't know what you call it, but a church policy
announcement.
But yeah. But it's on the wrong side. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not getting in their face and rallying at the Salt Lake headquarters and creating a big protest or anything like that, right?
No, but I probably would go to one if they had one.
Well, you have the ability to lead one. You're in a position. You have enough fame and fortune to put all that together. So yeah. If you feel that strongly, let her rip, sir.
No, I'm a little bit too busy for that, as you very well know.
Yeah, see, he's trying to avoid the contention there, and he's too busy. I get it. I agree. That's why we need to be about the healing of the greatest country on the face of the earth. That's what I'm about. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Richard Mack is with me. He's founder and president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. The whole goal is to get Americans to understand the role of those who they've elected and help them carry out their oaths of office and that role. That is what we can do. I don't know if you know this, Sheriff, but there's a been inflation going on that's causing Americans problems, and it's now reached critical mass, and I want to tell you about it. You ready?
Sure.
Bacon is more expensive for Americans than it has been in the last 40 years, says CNN.
Well, that's un-American.
That's right. I mean, they're even gouging the pigs nowadays, buddy.
That's the main reason I go to Cracker Barrel is to have their bacon and peach pancakes. And I guess you could probably say this might be even trite. You might say that bacon's probably the least of our problems, even though it's a symptom of one of them that's really big.
Amen to that. Amen to that reality. The reason I'm bringing it up is for CNN to just say, hey, bacon's more expensive for Americans than it's been in the last 40 years. I just kind of think,
why don't they tell us? Why doesn't CNN tell us why?
That's right. Because we have fake dishonest money because of the Federal Reserve. That's why.
Yeah. And we have an administration that they're a part of protecting that believes in tax, borrow, and spend. Tax, borrow, and spend. And if they don't get to do $3.5 trillion, they're all going to have a temper tantrum.
Well, I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to make a law that says everybody gets a pound of bacon a day or something like that. Everybody gets their fair share.
Yeah.
Don't you think we ought to have bacon stimulus?
Yeah. Oh, heavens, yeah.
I mean, after all, isn't Congress supposed to bring home the bacon? Ladies and gentlemen, you know I'm just kidding. You know it's flat out socialism and communism, right? And you know I reject every bit of it. I'm joking a little bit to drive home this point that, wow, we're going to discuss bacon. All right, let's get to real issues, ladies and gentlemen. Citing anti-Second Amendment climate, Smith & Wesson will now move their headquarters from Massachusetts to Tennessee. Sheriff, did you see this?
I didn't, but I'm not surprised by it. I'm glad they're doing it.
Yeah, man. Smith & Wesson just says, we just cannot stay in Massachusetts. It's just too hostile. We're bailing to Tennessee. It's kind of like a lot of these companies bailing from California to Texas, too. Just going, we just cannot take it anymore.
Well, that's a sign of the times because it's as soon as they get done with this budget, I think they're going after guns.
I pray you're wrong, predict you're right. Step. We know Joe Biden has literally been promoting the, quote, International Arms Treaty, or the UN Arms Treaty, which would create a global gun registry. Rand Paul and others are warning about that. Same with Gun Owners of America, and I'm sure they're going to be doubling down on that. So you're probably correct on this, but I'm telling you right now, we're getting a hostile environment going on, folks, and people are starting to see it. More and more and more people are starting to realize this is getting bad, because I don't know if you know, but California now made it to where all children in public and private schools have to be vaccinated now, Sheriff, the first state in the union. Did you see that?
I did. I did see that, and I was afraid of that, that the inevitable failure of the recall on Newsom was going to embolden him all the more to be the bigger dictator. He's trying to compete with Biden in which one is the biggest Hitler dictator, and he might just win.
Hard to know how to deal with that, but I'm telling you, it's getting hostile. Now, it turns out that Joe Manchin, what is he, a senator? Is that what he is?
He's a senator from West Virginia.
Yeah, all right. This guy basically brings up something that I find fascinating as well. It says this. We have 11 million jobs that we haven't filled. 8 million people still unemployed. Something's not matching up here. The West Virginia senator, his instincts are right. Something is going on. Since the pandemic, people are simply refusing to work. When we come back, let's have the good sheriff respond to that. And then I want to talk about a criminal complaint filed against Joe Biden in the International Criminal Court. We'll tell you about that and get the good sheriff's take as well on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Back with you live, so Joe Manchin, senator, basically saying we have 11 million jobs, 8 million unemployed people, something isn't right. Fewer people seem willing to work. This is a serious problem indeed because of the pandemic. You want to respond to this, Sheriff?
Yeah, when the socialistic communistic agenda is to get people to not worry about whether or not they're working, and when they get paid more to stay home than they do to work. I travel all over the country and I keep seeing this, and several businesses have shut down, even some things to do with the airlines. They don't have enough people. They've even said, we're landing, says, we're waiting on personnel to come over and help us get to the gate. You know, the guy that waves the red flashlight things to have them make sure that they get to the right spot. because obviously the pilot can't see everything that they can on the ground. And they tell us we got to wait because they don't have enough personnel. They tell us they got to wait because they don't have enough staff inside or outside. And you see this at businesses all the time. We just don't have enough people here. We go eat and they say, sorry, the wait's going to be about 25, 30 minutes. And you look in there and the place is only half full. And so I said, you don't look very busy at all. No, we don't have enough staff. Oh, okay. And all of that is smack in the face of the COVID-19 mandates and what they've done the last year to try to make sure everyone is staying safe. I think, Sam, we can pretty much conclude that none of this has anything with keeping people safe. It has nothing to do with people keeping safe. This is a power grab by the government, and it's almost like a pack of wolves. They'll always attack together, and they'll always attack the most vulnerable spots. So they see this, and this could have been a legitimate virus. Not saying it is, not saying it's not. There's not very much evidence either way because they don't want to investigate. They refuse to investigate it. So they're looking at that, and they're now using that as an excuse to scare everybody to death, and they know that the greatest motivation for human behavior is fear. So they went fear-mongering, and they got everybody to back off. But they said, but we're going to pay you. Don't worry about it. We'll pay you to stay home. And they did, and now people are looking for their stimulus checks, and they're looking for their their unemployment checks. And my question there is, Sam, these people that are now being fired from hospitals and police departments and other public service agencies across the country, are they going to be allowed to get a higher rate or the normal unemployment, or are they going to be punished and not given any no food stamps for you folks, no unemployment for you folks, because until you get the vaccination, then this is the way you're going to be treated?
Yeah, because it's a special firing of special privileges. In a sense, you got fired, but really you quit because you wouldn't comply with the rules of the game. And so we're playing a lot of games here with this. And so when Joe Manchin says he sees 11 million jobs available and 8 million workers not working and stuff like this, and he says something's not matching up, I would submit to you, Joe, no offense, but it's the government that's caused all this. The government's the one that's mandating vaccinations.
Of course.
The government's causing all this because they're the ones handing out big old checks to people, encouraging people not to work. The government's responsible for this because they have basically changed the tax laws and all the rules and everything else to give special privilege to people. And the government is really at the helm of this moral hazard unfolding before your very eyes. So, Joe, when you say something's not matching here, I appreciate your willingness to call a spade and say something ain't right. I'm saddened to see that you don't connect the dots all the way, buddy. That's what I would say to the good senator, Sheriff.
Well, Sam, I was interviewed by Mother Jones, newspaper, internet news, and they came to the event in Maryland. And I was with Pastor Whitney and Michael Peruca and our good friend Jeff Christopher, former sheriff and former CSPOA Sheriff of the Year. And I asked her, I said, are all of these policies okay with you? Is there anybody on the left that still believes in liberty? I said, did you know the opposite of slavery is liberty, individual liberty? I said, why is it that that these policies forcing people to get vaccinated and forcing people to wear a diaper on their face and arresting people who don't, why is that okay with you? And you know what she said? Well, that's complicated. That's a complicated question. I said, there's nothing complicated about it. You either agree with dictatorships and totalitarian government, or you don't. And so I said, which is it? She said, well, I actually came to interview you. I said, and I'm happy to interview with you.
And And she doesn't want to talk about it. And the bottom line is because people feel trapped. They don't know how to call a spade. Let me give you an example. You know what? Joe Biden said that 80-plus million or 100-plus million Americans must be vaccinated if they work for a company of over 100 employees or be tested routinely. Well, the tested routinely plan is not an option because they've squandered the last year plus and a half, and they haven't created appropriate testing at all. The testing is worthless, and there's not enough tests available for that to happen. It's not a realistic proposal. Therefore, vaccine being the only choice, the back door of testing is closed by reality. So here's the problem. We all know that the president of the United States is not in the right branch of government to make law. That's the legislative branch. All lawmaking authority is vested in Congress if you read your Constitution. And so we know that he simply is acting outside of his scope of his authority. We ought to arrest him for that, Sheriff.
I would certainly love to see him be arrested. That's never going to happen.
It would first start with impeachment, and then we would file criminal charges, etc. That's the way it should go, right?
Right. Well, I would love to see it. But it's not going to happen.
And there's a few Republicans talking about possibly arresting or possibly impeaching him, but it hasn't reached any groundswell. The Republicans don't have any heart or chutzpah to get this done at all. And so there you have it. But I'll tell you who is trying to do something about it. And I commend them for their desire to take action, but I think their action is wrongheaded. And I want to talk about this with you, Sheriff. It's a very detailed, nuanced discussion. Here it is. Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch file criminal complaint against U.S. President Joe Biden with the ICC. Do you know what the ICC is?
ICC, no, I don't.
It's the International Criminal Court.
Okay.
All right, so here's what happened. Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch file criminal complaint against Joe Biden at the International Criminal Court. And I'm not comfortable with this at all. I know their intentions seem good. I know they're saying we need to go somewhere for a redress of grievance. And if Congress won't act and jealously guard their legislating making authority, if the states won't act and simply shut Joe down by nullifying now, we are left with no choice but to go to the International Criminal Court. The problem that I have is, do we want the international criminal courts deciding things in behalf of or on behalf of a sovereign nation known as the United States of America? In other words, I think the desire to take action is good, but I believe the action is wrongheaded, Sheriff.
Well, international criminal court, I doubt, is going to do anything. But
I agree with that, but even to appeal to them suggests that they have some authority to intercede into the affairs of the American situation, breaching the sovereignty of America.
Of course, it's like going to the United Nations to try to go after, which, of course, Biden doesn't mind doing that because he thinks the UN is above the U.S. and the world. And so, of course, he can get gun control going if he can just simply get a treaty with the UN. And then bring the UN troops there, of course, to enforce it. So it's the same thing with this ICC. And it's I doubt if it's going to do any good. But yeah, I agree with you. I don't believe that we should be going outside our country to go after a president or a burglar or a crooked politician. We should be taking care of these things ourselves. But the lamentable fact is we don't. So maybe that's his desperation is to try to use something else like that. So, but it's not going to go anywhere, and I don't know why he's wasting his time.
Well, I bring it up because I always want to talk about the ideal. I know we live in the real, but the ideal is that, look, we don't need to be going to an international body to resolve the problems in America. What we need to do is elect congressmen and senators that will jealously guard their power and authority and say, President, we're not letting you do that, my friend. That's not the way the checks and balances work. And we're going to hold you to account. When we come back, they've taken action that I believe is even more concerning. We'll tell you about it in seconds. The good Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There's been a large oil spill off the Southern California coast in the area of Huntington Beach in what local officials called an environmental catastrophe. An estimated 126,000 gallons or 3,000 barrels had spread in an oil slick covering 13 square miles of the Pacific Ocean since it was first reported on Saturday morning. Huntington Beach Mayor Kim Carr.
Our wetlands are being degraded and portions of our coastline are now covered in oil. I want to reassure everyone that the overall cleanup effort is being expertly coordinated right now.
Carr said the oil rig was operated by Beta Offshore, a California subsidiary of Houston-based Amplify Energy Corporation, and they were assisting in the cleanup efforts. The Supreme Court will be busy starting Monday as a new term begins. Some of the issues to be addressed, abortion, gun rights, and school vouchers, to mention a few. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Who are you talking to? 82%
of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
As the hunt for Brian Laundrie continues, he is a person of interest in the Gabby Petito homicide and is wanted for bank fraud. Hiker Dennis Davis over the weekend swears he had an encounter with Brian Laundrie Saturday morning on the Appalachian Trail near the border of North Carolina and Tennessee. Davis claims Brian hailed him down and said, "Man, I'm lost." Davis said, "What are you trying to find?" And the man said, "Me and my girlfriend got in a fight, but she called me and said she loves me, and I have to get to California to see her." Dennis went on to say he was worried and not making any sense. The man Davis cited drove a white or light-colored pickup resembling a Ford F-150 and wore a dark bandana on his head. Protesting intensified at the home of Cassie Laundrie, that's a sister of Brian, in Northport, Florida.
"This is getting ridiculous. You guys need to help this woman that you guys told you love. She deserves better than the dirty laundry. She deserves better. She deserves to be here today."
If you know something, call 1-800-CALL-FBI. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So Larry Klayman and Judicial Watch. Well, no, not Judicial Watch. Freedom Watch. He started Judicial Watch and he also left and then started Freedom Watch. So Larry Klayman and Freedom Watch file criminal complaint against Joe Biden with the International Criminal Court, the ICC. Now, that's bad enough, and I think that's a mistake. We don't need to go to the international folks to deal with problems in America. I know it seems like there's no remedies left, but ladies and gentlemen, going to the International Criminal Court or putting it on a global docket is disaster in terms of the violation of our sovereignty. It almost opens the door intentionally. That's my concern. But it gets worse because in addition to holding Biden and his rogue generals to account for the International Criminal Court, ladies and gentlemen, Freedom's Watch's Citizens Grand Jury has already indicted Biden for negligent homicide, manslaughter, and treason, for which he will soon be tried before a citizens' court in the United States. I'm concerned, Sheriff, because I think we're going about this all wrong. I appreciate the actions taken, but I don't think they have teeth. I don't think they have legitimacy, and I'm fearful that we're just creating a our own shadow government to stop the shadow government. If we're not very careful, this goes off the rails as well.
No, that's ridiculous. And Larry knows better. He should know better. And that's not government by for and of the people. There's a process, a constitutional process and due process that's required in Amendment 6. And creating your own jury and your own grand jury Who's picking the grand jury? Who's picking them? And I believe it's people associated with the entire process. And so, I don't know who he's been talking to, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I find that very concerning. Again, I believe it's wrongheaded. I understand the idea and the goals is like, hey, we got to get something done here. But when we go to the International Criminal Court and then we think we can just embody citizen grand juries to, they've already indicted him. And they say he'll be tried before a citizen's court in the United States. I don't know what a citizen's court really is, Sheriff.
They claim an indictment, but it's not a lawful indictment. That's ridiculous. It's not. Look, no one would like to see him indicted more than you and I. and he certainly deserves it. But this isn't the correct process. And I can't believe that someone as a reputable attorney and knows the Constitution as well as Larry Kleeman, he would be getting involved in something this stupid.
He's involved. He's created a video defending his position, et cetera, et cetera. I don't really know where we go with this, though, because I find this. Okay, there's one thing to agree to disagree. Okay?
Yeah, true.
And I can disagree, but this starts to, in my opinion, really start to put the Patriot community in greater harm's way, saying, you know what? When do we border on insurrections ourselves? When do we border on, I mean, we're going to the international body. That's almost a betrayal of America to go there. Secondly, I'm already saying we've indicted the president of the United States, and now we're going to have a trial for him outside of the normal system. At some point, in my opinion, this is getting on very, very sketchy ground that puts us, meaning the Patriots, in a very bad position too, Sheriff.
Well, it might, but Patriots like you and I are not any part of it, so I hope that it doesn't put a blanket on all of us, but you know how the media is. They'll try to do that.
That's my point.
Yeah. So,
and not only how the media is, but the FBI is and the government is too. I mean, they're literally raiding homes of people that weren't really involved in anything violent or anything else at the U.S. Capitol. And I mean, they're trying to get egg on everybody's face. They're casting a wide net, sir.
Oh, they are indeed. And they just love handcuffing children and putting them in a corner while they go through and ransack people's homes who they know committed no crime on January 6th. So this Gestapo-like intimidation and fear-mongering and coercion is just what the FBI is all about. And this is another one I totally disagree with Hannity, who says that the thugs of the FBI up at the top are the real problem. No, they're not, because you have FBI agents across this country that will do anything they're told by those thugs. And the FBI is so corrupt now, it's gone way too far, and it needs to be abolished and revamped and redone, if at all. Because I think the states and the sheriffs just need to take over the investigations that they do. And some people, who's going to do the international investigations? Well, that would remain to be seen, but it all needs to be addressed. But you first start with the problem, and you get rid of the problem. And the FBI is a problem, a huge problem. There's no trust there. There's complete, ubiquitous corruption, and they will do whatever the corrupt officials in Washington, D.C. tell them to do. And that's the real embarrassment, and it's the real danger facing Americans. Because they are the army to enforce Washington, D.C.'s tyranny.
But, Sheriff, I'm just following orders, Sheriff.
Oh, yeah, you are. thank you for that Nuremberg history lesson. Yes, because we have come full circle and we're doing the same thing that was supposed to be illegal and that got the death penalty for the Nazi soldiers who said that very same thing. It should be applied today. The death penalty should be given to the FBI. Abolish the FBI.
Is there any prayer we can get that done, sir?
Wait, say that again?
Is there any prayer we can get that done?
No.
Because really, the FBI is unconstitutional too, right?
It is. It is, because there is no authority granted in the Constitution for the federal government to take over so much law enforcement across the country. They just don't have it. It's not there. It's like the Department of Education. It's not in the Constitution either. And bam, they do anything they want. They have for over a century, and it just keeps getting worse. And that's why Joe Biden, being in public service, that's a good one, being in politics and crooked politics and corrupt politics, has made him so accustomed to corruption that he's just going to keep going on with it, because that's how he was raised, in the corrupt politics of Washington, D.C. And it's just going to keep getting worse. And so our defense, of course, is, as you very well know, we take back freedom, we take back our country, we restore the Constitution, county by county. And
ladies and gentlemen, we do it within the system that our founders gave us. There are checks and balances. There are ways that we can impact a difference, but it's going to have to be citizens standing together, backing their local officials to demand the change. It's not going to happen with rogue groups outside of the system, or saying the system's totally defunct and we can do whatever we want to, or whatever else. You're never going to get it done that way. You're just going to get squashed by the military, or squashed by the National Guard, or whatever else. All I'm telling you is it's going to lead to no good. And they'll either, one, leave you alone if you're not big enough to make a difference. They'll just ignore you. But if you get big enough and they feel like your impact is growing, they'll gauge that. And what they'll do is they'll literally shut you down. You'll go to jail like Evan Bundy for 2 years. And what are you at the end of it? Guilty of nothing? Okay, these people don't care, and they don't follow the rules. But we cannot stoop to their level. We got to hold the moral high ground, Sheriff.
Well, that's true. And, we've come full circle. We keep saying this on your program, Sam, in so many different ways, back to the original abuses that prompted our founders and prompted Americans all across the country to stand and fight King George III and England to be free and to be left alone, and to be able to control our own lives. And now we've come to, as I showed you in an email, of course, this is one of the minor things, but Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller is in the brig, in jail, because he spoke out against the leaders in the military who botched the Afghan exit. And obviously he's bad-mouthing the president. And for speaking out, he should be fired. If they want to fire him, go ahead, fire him. I'm not saying he should be fired, but if they wanted to fire him, okay, fire him. But you can't put somebody in prison for that unless he divulged secret information, which this is already public. Everything is already out there. He's merely stating what is obvious and what has been reported.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. The good Sheriff Richard Mack with me. I am Sam Bushman. This is the one and only, nationally syndicated on AM and FM affiliates across the country and with global reach on the internet, hard-hitting talk show.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? in churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Two Barack Hussein Obama stories for you. The border is such a disaster that even the liberals can't take it anymore, Sheriff. Obama now undercuts Biden, slams open border, Sheriff.
Yeah, I was shocked to see Obama come out and be so bold. It might be that he's just letting Biden know that he doesn't like him very much. Kind of like the rift between Trump and Pence right now. But I don't know what it is that would prompt Obama to do that. I don't think he really cares because, you know, he wasn't too much better. And it was his policy that kind of prompted all of this to begin with. So I just don't trust Obama. He's a communist, Marxist, and why he would get involved in acting like he doesn't support Biden 100%, who knows? But who do I trust least, Biden or Obama? So that's probably could never be answered. But anyway, it's so disheartening and heartbreaking to watch your country being torn apart as it is right now by our supposed leaders. And it makes me motivated all the more to work with constitutional counties and to try to create more constitutional counties. And just like Caratagas legislators there, Caratagas County and Cattaraugus County, sorry, Cattaraugus County in New York said, because the people of this county deserve to be free. And that's just the exact slogan that should go nationwide on all of this. And so I'm really looking forward to going to Pennsylvania this coming weekend, going, and then after that, a tour in Texas, where Texas sheriffs are starting to really understand and get this. And I'm really disappointed in the other sheriffs that keep making excuses about how they don't want to keep their oath of office or support the cause of liberty. I find that astonishing that any sheriff could balk at this and say, huh, you know what? I just can't help. I just can't help the cause of liberty. It's not, I don't have jurisdiction. I don't have the authority to do that. No, what you don't have is the courage. Yeah. So I guess I'm on one today, Sam.
Ah, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You love to hear it. Obama is in serious trouble on so many fronts. It's amazing. Now Obama appointed federal judge caught presiding over stunning number of cases in which he had financial conflict of interests, Sheriff. And I would say this, I appreciate the story about Barack and his judges, but I would say all judges are in this position.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's just, again, rotten politics as usual. And why they try to expose some here and there, just like they did with Cuomo to get rid of Governor Cuomo, I guess, so that this other lady who speaks for God and is a communist and knows that people are not Christian unless they get vaccinated, I mean, it gets so crazy. And there's been judge after judge after judge that has been exposed as being, at the very least, unconstitutional. And, you know, at the most, downright criminal and crooks. And, wow, what can we do about it? So I just really am glad that we're part of the solution, Sam. And I'm so proud of the sheriffs that are standing, doing their job. And that's why it was great to see Jeff Christopher again. He's had some heart problems as well, and he's definitely lost some weight. And the police agency that he works with now, I think he's assistant chief at an agency in Maryland somewhere. And he is definitely being asked to retire. He said, I said, no, don't retire. He said, well, if you do, maybe you can come work for the CSPOA and try to do what I'm doing. But what a good guy. He's doing great, and he looked great, and he gave a good talk yesterday. Not yesterday. Yesterday was travel day, Saturday. And so I there's so much good things. I know I'm being really negative today. But it's really hard when you're just telling the truth to not be negative, because there's so many horrible things going on in our country.
Well, let me
and
give
yes,
you this
we're
example.
Looking at the destruction of our country.
So the border's so bad, Biden gets dumped on by Barack Obama. Barack undercuts Biden, slams
that
open
means
borders.
It's really bad.
That yeah. means it's pretty bad, ladies and gentlemen. But here's the edge of the so there's a big old debate about it now. Fauci being under the gun. A lot of people saying, hey, you know what? All these illegals are coming in. They're all full of disease, just like Donald Trump kind of mentioned. Here's what Fauci said. Dr. Anthony Fauci. Migrants coming over the border. That's not how you get diseases into the country, Sheriff. Did you know that?
Oh, I know.
Now, how can he make a claim like that, Sheriff, when they say one out of five are bringing COVID into the country?
Well, either way, you think he would be very concerned about that.
He's not. He's concerned about you bringing it up, you racist. You hater. How dare you even call them illegals? They're undocumented, and they're not creating sickness. See, I mean, it's just insanity, the claims that the doctor's making. How can he claim migrants coming over the border are not bringing diseases into the country? How can you make a claim like that? I mean, he's just lost all credibility. How we don't get this guy fired is beyond me.
Well, I don't think that would happen unless you fire Biden, you know, and Kamala Harris. And my goodness. What they've been doing with Fauci and making him this national celebrity because he's saving people from COVID. What a joke. What an absolute joke. And it just marches on, Sam. And
well, ladies and gentlemen, check this out. You ready for this, Sheriff?
Sure.
All right. I don't even know how to respond to this, but now, you know who Fitch is, right? It's a big financial company or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Big. Okay, now the United States could lose its AAA credit rating because they raised the debt ceiling once again. I know they kicked the can down the road, and it's not for very long, some are saying, but the reality is that Fitch is saying, you know what, America could lose their incredible credit rating, and once that happens, you think inflation's spiraling out of control now, you can take the gloves off, Sheriff.
Oh, boy, yeah. Yeah, that should be the icing on the cake for the economic turmoil to really skyrocket here in the country. But as if it needed any more support and fuel to the horrible economy that's going on right now, the unemployment problems, still the business problems, and now more unemployment caused by the vaccine mandates from these dictators who are, Sam, they're so magnanimous, kind, and Christian, trying to protect us all. And anybody who believes that, oh my gosh, what an idiot you are. De Blasio is trying to protect everybody. Biden trying to protect everybody. Dictators do not try to protect people. They try to control people. And that's what's going on. Yeah. So
Anyway, there you have it. I just thought that was interesting. I think we're in the economic turmoils. When bacon becomes that expensive, the highest cost in the last 40 years.
40 years.
Gas, by the way, my son just went to California on a trip, and he basically sent us a text with a picture of a sign. Gas is well over $5 a gallon in California now. And now they're saying, hey, you know what? By the time we bust open the debt ceiling again, our credit rating could be in jeopardy and stuff like that. It's not looking good, Sheriff. I'm surprised how quick Barack ran the country off the rails. It's only been, what, 8 months, 9 months? And now look at it, and he's got, what, 3 years left? And it's not funny, but you laugh so you don't cry, Sheriff.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Yeah, it is embarrassing. It's laughable. It's making our country a laughingstock in so many different places. But there's also international support for a lot of this because the United Nations is a communist organization. There's a lot of places that want communism, even though the United Nations supported us trying to stop communism in several different wars, supposed wars or police actions to try to stop communism. World War One was a little bit about that, but World War Two was definitely about stopping communism. Then Perestroika came in, was our policy that we would contain communism in Russia and other places in the world. And that we weren't going to
absorb the first strike and everything else, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we already have with COVID.
So now with Perestroika gone, you know, we don't need the policies to contain communism. We're embracing it here now in America. And the Cold War, we have lost, Sam. We have lost the Cold War because the Cold War was about whether or not we were going to become in any way accepting of communism. And we are now, totally. And the president of the United States is promoting communism, and the vice president and Congress and many governors in the country are doing likewise.
And if you speak out against it, they say you're a terrorist.
And a racist.
But the good news, ladies and gentlemen, is this. We realize that the federal government is at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to government, not the top. Okay? We realize that your local municipalities are the closest to the people, the greatest chance for proper rule of government, and through the Constitutional Chairs of the Peace Officers Association, we can work directly with our local officials, county by county, all 3,000 counties in the country. We can work when it comes to elections, precinct by precinct, realizing that that's where government begins, because that's when government's closest to the bosses, and everything trickles downhill from there. And if we stand up in great numbers, county by county, they cannot stop us using the checks and balances to restore the sacred cause of liberty and freedom in America. And that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of we'll wake up. And so they're rushing to the finish line right now with their tyrannies. You can see their every move of panic and belligerence. But we, the people, can call a halt to their con game. And through the CSPOA, that's America's sheriffs, can really help make this happen. The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, is a book Sheriff Richard Mack wrote. But it also highlights, in my opinion, the way we can take America back. One heart, one mind, one issue, one county at a time, Sheriff. And that is the good news that we want to wrap up on today, sir.
Yeah, there is good news. And you and I are part of it, and we're living it, and we're in the middle of it. And I so appreciate that there is one. And we've been called to this holy cause of liberty and to promote liberty across the country. And I will reiterate what I said over the weekend. Liberty is for all nations, all people, of all races, all creeds and colors. And that is what our goal is, to make that happen first in America.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sheriff Richard Mack, we'll have him back soon. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. To learn more, CSPOA.org. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you become one as well. Thank you, Sheriff.
All right. See you soon, Sam. Thank you.
There you go. Sheriff Mack doing a phenomenal job as always. By the way, every Tuesday, Brighty on TV, the Sheriff Mack Show. And I'll be on there tomorrow. Sheriff will be out of town taking care of family business. But week, day in and day out, if you will, every week on Tuesdays, Brighty on.tv. For the Sheriff and Sam Bushman, God save the Republic.